Welcome to Break Lab. In this lesson, we're making a classic Raga air horn hit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle, old school drum and bass, and that loud, rude, sound system energy. And just so you know, this is not about dropping in a random air horn sample and calling it a day. We're going to design a hit that has character, impact, movement, and enough mix control to actually work over fast breaks and heavy bass. By the end, you'll have a proper one-shot horn stab that can smash through a drop intro, answer a vocal, or punch through a turnaround like it belongs in a 1990s jungle session. First things first, open a clean Ableton Live 12 project and create a new MIDI track. Load up Analog. You could use Wavitable too, but Analog is a really nice beginner choice because it's simple, immediate, and easy to hear what's happening. Now we build the raw tone. Set oscillator 1 to a saw wave. Set oscillator 2 to a saw wave as well. Then detune oscillator 2 just a little, somewhere around +8 to +15 cents. The point here is to get that brassy, aggressive harmonic stack that feels more like a horn than a synth pad. Air horn style sounds often have that bright, almost rude edge, and saw waves give us a strong bass for that. Keep both oscillators audible, but don't slam them so hard that you're clipping the synth too early. We want some control left for the processing stage. Next, go to the filter section and choose a low-pass filter. Start the cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 4kHz. Then add a bit of resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. This gives the sound some bite and a little bit of vocal-like character without making it painfully sharp. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a stab, not a pad. Attack should be super fast, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay can sit somewhere around 200 to 450 milliseconds. Keep sustain low to medium and release short, around 50 to 150 milliseconds. The goal is a hit that punches out quickly and doesn't hang around too long. A really important part of this sound is the front-end attitude. A lot of classic air horn hits have a tiny pitch movement right at the start. That little launch is what makes them feel extra rude. If your patch supports pitch envelope, use it. If not, no problem. You can simulate it with MIDI and automation. A beginner-friendly move is to program a MIDI note somewhere between C3 and G3, then duplicate it and make the second one a few semitones higher for variation. Another option is to automate a quick pitch bend that starts slightly higher and drops into the main note over about 50 to 100 milliseconds. That tiny fall gives the sound that classic blaring attack. If you're working in Wavitable instead, you can also nudge the Wavitable position slightly for motion, but keep it subtle. We're aiming for attitude, not a sci-fi laser. Now let's make it hit harder. Add saturator after the instrument. Start with drive around +3 to +8 dB. Turn soft clip on, and adjust output so you're not clipping the chain too hard. This is where the horn starts to feel more forward and a little dirty, which is exactly what we want for jungle and raga vibes. After that, add drum bus. Yes, even on a horn. In drum and bass, drum bus is a secret weapon because it can add density, bite, and a little attitude very quickly. Keep drive around 5 to 15%, crunch low to medium, and leave boom off or very low unless you specifically want extra low-end impact. You can also nudge transients up a little if the sound needs more snap. Now we clean it up with EQ8. This is where we make sure the horn fits the mix instead of fighting it. High pass the sound around 120 to 200 Hz. Horns do not need low-end in most DNB arrangements, and that low space belongs to your kick and sub. Then, if needed, gently boost somewhere around 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz to bring out the voice of the horn. If it gets harsh, reduce a little around 3 to 5 kHz. And if you want a bit more shine, add a very small shelf above 8 to 10 kHz. Now that the tone is shaped, let's add movement. Put auto filter after EQ8. Use a low pass filter, and automate the cutoff so it starts open and then closes slightly during the hit. For example, you might start around 8 to 12 kHz and drop quickly to around 3 to 6 kHz over the first part of the sound. That gives you a little talking motion and makes the horn feel alive. For raga style fills, this kind of movement adds a lot of personality. At this stage, always listen in context. A horn can sound massive on its own and still disappear once the break and bass kick in. That's why you never want to design in solo only. Flip the drums on and check whether the sound still cuts through. That's the real test. Now let's add space, but carefully. Air horns in DNB are usually short callouts, so we don't want to drown them in reverb. Add echo or delay. Start with a sync time of 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 10 to 25%, and dry/wet around 5 to 15%. Ping pong delay can work really well if you want a wider, more exciting throw, but keep it subtle. Too much delay and your mix gets messy fast. Then add reverb or hybrid reverb. Try decay around 0.5 to 1.5 seconds, with dry slash wet around 5 to 12%. If the reverb feels too bright, use a high cut to soften it. You want the horn to feel big when needed, but not wash over the breakbeat and make everything blurry. If the sound starts feeling too smooth, bring some snap back in. Drum bus transients are a great option, or you can use a compressor with a very fast attack and release if you want a bit more control. The main thing is to keep the sound short and aggressive. Think shot, not instrument. This is a cue hit, a statement, a punctuation mark. A very useful beginner tip here is to leave headroom early. Saturation and delay can make horns jump in level fast. If the channel is already peaking before you even start mixing, it becomes harder to balance later. Keep it healthy and controlled from the start. If the horn feels too wide or too spread out, use utility to narrow it slightly before the final effect stage. The raw hit should still feel strong in mono. Then the width can come from the delay and reverb, not from making the source itself too diffuse. Once the sound feels right, bounce it to audio. You can freeze and flatten the track, or resample it and print it to audio. This is a big jungle move, because once it's audio, you can chop it, reverse it, pitch it, and edit it like a sample. That opens up way more arrangement options and gives you that classic old-school workflow. Now let's build a mini phrase instead of just a single hit. Try this. One horn hit on bar 1. The same hit pitch down 2 semitones on bar 2. Hit with a delay throw on bar 3. And then a reversed horn leading into bar 4. That creates a proper call and response energy, which is perfect for intro sections, drop setups, and sound system style tension. A really effective arrangement move is to place the horn in the last 2 bars before the drop. Layer it with a riser, a vocal shout, a snare fill, or a break turnaround. That moment before the drop is prime real estate in jungle and reggae drum and bass, and the horn is perfect for saying, "Here comes the next move." You can also layer the horn with a vocal stab, a short noise burst, a reverse cymbal, or even a break slice. A tiny vocal like yeah or reggae can give the hit more personality and make it feel less like a plain synth patch. If you want, use simpler to trigger a vocal sample and stack it with the horn. Let's talk about the most common mistakes, because these matter. First, too much low end. Air horns don't need bass. High pass them so they don't clash with the kick and sub. Second, too much reverb. It might sound huge in solo, but in a fast ENB mix it can blur the groove. Keep it short. Third, a horn that's too soft. If it doesn't cut, add saturation, boost the mids carefully, and make room in other instruments if needed. Fourth, too much harsh top end. That can get painful fast on club systems. Soften it with EQ or close the filter a bit. Fifth, making the note too long. In this style, long horn notes can sound cheesy or messy. Keep it short and intentional. Again, shot, not trumpet solo. If you want to push the sound into a darker or heavier DNB direction, there are a few easy tweaks. You can add a quieter square wave under the saws for a tougher edge. You can distort in stages, with light saturator first, then drum bus, then maybe a tiny bit of overdrive or pedal. You can also sidechain the horn lightly to the kick or drum bus so it breathes with the groove. And if you want menace, drop the pitch lower, around C2 to G2. Filter automation is another great trick. Close the cutoff before the drop, then open it instantly on the hit. That creates a nice tension and release moment that really works in old school and modern jungle arrangements. Here's a really good practice exercise. Make 3 versions of the same horn. One classic ragga hit that's bright and punchy. One darker jungle stab that's lower, dirtier, and tighter. And one big drop impact version with wider delay and a slightly longer tail. Then put them into a 16-bar loop with a breakbeat, a sub-bass line, and a snare fill every 4 or 8 bars. Listen to which version cuts the best in context. That's how you start thinking like a producer, not just a sound designer. You can also build a small horn family once you've got the main patch. Make a shouty version with shorter decay and more mid-range, a massive drop version with more delay and width, a mean version with lower pitch and darker filtering, an old-school cheesy version with brighter tone and more obvious pitch movement, and a response version that's quieter, shorter, and drier. Having those options makes your arrangements way more musical and way less repetitive. So to recap, start with a simple synth patch, shape it with filter, envelope, and pitch movement, add saturation and drum bus for attitude, clean it up with EQ. Give it controlled space with delay and reverb. Then bounce it to audio so you can chop and arrange it like a real jungle sample. Use it as a statement, a call, a cue, or a drop trigger. That's the vibe. In jungle and DNB, the air horn, it isn't just a sound. It's a declaration. Keep it bold, keep it tight, and make sure it hits hard enough to cut through the break and bass. And when you've got your first version working, don't stop there. Make a few variations, test them in context, and build your own little horn toolkit. If you want, I can also turn this into a second script with a more energetic presenter style, or make a short version you could use as an intro voiceover for the lesson.